So let's share a little bit with you from Carol Dweck's research. She's a psychologist that studied the effects of somebody's mindset on their productivity and happiness. She identified two kinds of people and two kinds of mindsets. There was the growth mindset and fixed mindset. Now, obviously, you guys, if you're listening, have the growth mindset, and I'll explain that to you after I show you what the fixed mindset is. That's people who believe that their ability is fixed, that nothing they can do is going to help improve them, and also they believe that success is about proving themselves. So if they have a failure, they see that as a huge setback, and they get frustrated and give up. They might even blame others. When things get hard, they lose interest and give up. So they feel like they have to be perfect all the time. I hope you don't feel that way. You'll hear me talk about my perfectionism some on this CD set. So we're actually encouraging you not to see your ability as stagnant, as not changeable. We want you to have the growth mindset. That means that you're developing yourself all the time. You can change your ability. You can thrive on challenge. You actually will start wanting challenge because it helps you grow. When things are hard, you see that as an opportunity, and you know, you get a chance to figure something out. And you start realizing that you don't need to have an immediate perfection, because you're not going to be good at something, especially the stuff we teach, the first time out of the gate. Just accept it and give yourself time for your potential to flourish.
Yeah, I love the growth mindset concept, because when you have a growth mindset, it helps you really love what you're doing. You're going to enjoy the process so much, no matter what stage you are in achieving any outcomes, right? Because the real secret is recognizing that your business and your life are always evolving. And it's really not about getting there to some destination in the end. The fun of life is really the journey.
Yeah.
And you know, I know you've heard that before, but we so want to emphasize that it's the movement towards your vision that's what's most exciting. It's not about being perfect or getting there in a straight line, which
none of us ever do that.
None of us ever do, right?
That's right.
You know, you really do have to experiment. You have to fail along the way, and you're going to fail. Sometimes it is important to take one step backwards before you take one or two steps forwards, right?
Right. So let's just talk a little bit about the brain, because we just really love brain facts, and we just kind of give them to you in a very simple way so that you can understand it. You know, the old paradigm about brains really fit that fixed mindset. It was that when you get to be in your late 20s or your maybe 30s, everything that you have in your brain is set. You can't really change it. Your abilities that you have at that point will stay the same for the rest of your life. The new paradigm that we're finding, and it's a very exciting time now, is that we have what we call neuroplasticity.
Yeah.
Your brain can change at any time, even when you're old like me, right? Your brain is always changing and growing. That means you can get better and better even up until the time you exit this planet.
Right? Yeah.
You can change your neural networks at any time. You can build these mental muscles for success. So if you get really good at what we teach and you apply these ideas, it means that you're building up your mental muscles over time.
Yeah.
So that you can be really positive, really focused, and then very, very productive.